I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. State lawmakers are back at the state capitol today, launching a special legislative session. Governor Nathan Deal called the session to address the billions of dollars in damage after Hurricane Michael tore through southwest Georgia in October. I went to the Capitol earlier today to sit down with Greg Bluestein of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explained the $270 million aid package legislators will consider. Thank you, Greg, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
$270 million, that is a lot of money. Where does it come from and where does it go?
Well, it comes from the state's increased revenue growth, partly from the tax reform bill that passed in Washington late last year, and partly from just increased tax revenues that the state has taken in. The state is not needing to dip into this $2.5 billion rainy day fund that has grown over the last 8 years.
What makes a special session special, Greg?
So what makes a special session so special? Well, one is they're very rare in Georgia. This is the second in the last decade or so. And also, the timing of this one is particularly rare because this is a lame duck special session. The election, of course, was just a week ago, so we have a lot of lawmakers here who have a swan song. This is Governor Deal's swan song. This is Senate Pro Tem David Schaefer's swan song. This is Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle's swan song. And this is a lot of a farewell to a lot of lawmakers who either lost last week or who didn't stand for re-election. So there's dozens of people, lawmakers here, who are saying goodbye of sorts.
And yet there's a cost to being here, Greg. $40,000 a day is the tab to hold a special session. Was it absolutely necessary to do this?
Well, the state has a system where it's called the Fiscal Affairs Committee, where legislative leaders and the governor can get together and move around big hunks of money like this. They could have done this without a special session to fund about $270 million worth of relief for Hurricane Michael victims. But lawmakers wanted to be transparent, and they wanted to have one more big meeting to show that they are responding to the hurricane and its devastation.
Obviously, there's a sense of urgency for people in South Georgia they've lost everything, but could this have waited until January?
There's a sense from Governor Nathan Deal and other legislative leaders that this could not have waited until January. They wanted to show that they were quickly moving around money and funding some of the hurricane response, some of the debris removal from roads, some of the infrastructural damage that is going to set back some communities, not just years, but possibly decades, due to the devastating damage to farmland and agriculture.
When there's a regular legislative session, Greg, there's a lot of surprises and antics and grandstanding. Is the focus of this legislative session, a special one, limited, or could anything happen in the next week?
The focus of this special session is very limited because the governor has very tight controls over what lawmakers can do and what they can't do. That means that there's only a few things lawmakers are expected to vote on over the next couple of days. They're going to vote on the $270 million or so package for Hurricane Michael relief. They're also going to vote, likely, on tax incentives for airlines. There was a big controversy earlier this year. If you recall, Lieutenant Governor Cagle and other Republican leaders in the Senate blocked this jet fuel tax incentive that would have benefited Delta and other airlines after Delta picked a fight with the NRA. Well, Governor Deal signed an executive order after the session ended, giving these airlines a short-term tax break. Now lawmakers have the chance to make that permanent.
What are the odds of that happening?
I think the odds of that happening seem to be pretty high. There are some conservatives who are going to vote against it, but most Democrats and a big number of Republicans will probably also likely support it. The argument from Delta is that this will help make them more competitive. And as Delta is the state's largest private employer, it will be seen as an economic development incentive.
Greg Bluestein, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg tells us he expects the special session to last a minimum of 5 days. I'm Ricky Bevington.